tough federal immigration policies at the southern border have put an increasing number of children in detention centers. As KNKX's Enrique Perez de la Rosa reports, a Texas-based artist in Seattle is expressing concern for their well-being and civil rights in a unique way.
Bailey Liu is soaking her daughter's old clothes in concrete. They lose their bright colors and patterns as soon as she submerges them in the gray goo. When the concrete dries on Liu's shop table, the cloth stiffens straight and loses its soft texture. Wrinkles and folds in the fabric are frozen in swirling waves. Liu says she's not making a political statement. Her art is a way to process the detention of children and families seeking asylum.
This little vest here is my daughter's, and I remember her in this little vest. It brings so much happiness into our memory, but now it's gray. It's intense and it's tragic, but at the same time, it really helped me to talk about this impossible situation.
Liu's daughter, Cyan, is 5 years old. She brings her mother more of her clothes when she thinks she's outgrown them. And she's making her mother rethink migration at the southern border.
I think if I was not a mother, this piece might not exist. I might respond to this story or situation very differently.
Each piece of clothing holds a memory for Liu of her daughter, even when petrified. But the clothing itself isn't always destroyed when dipped in concrete. Decorative elements like embroidery, ruffles, and color can survive the process.
I love it when a little bit of color peeks through. It's like that sense of resilience when everything's gray, when there's no joy, but joy persists and it comes through just a little bit.
Liu lays the dry clothes on the concrete floor of the Mad Art Studio in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood. Hundreds of white threads dangle from the ceiling above like shafts of light. Once the installation is complete, Liu will perform in silence by mending damaged but still colorful clothing, an expression of her motherly affection and concern. Enrique Perez de la Rosa, KNKX News.